Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good day for ducks.
It is lashing down this morning. There are giant puddles in all the places where, remember a couple of months ago there was a really bad wet morning? All those places have the same puddles back again. There's cars drove out in front of me today, so the puddle was in their lane. And they just drove into my lane.
To avoid the puddle?
Yeah.
Are they afraid of their car getting wet, is it?
No, they were very, very big puddles. But they just drove without stopping or any kind of warning. They just swerved into front of me. So it could be potentially a little bit hairy out there. Mm. So be careful.
Mm.
There's cyclists and pedestrians with no lights on themselves, no reflective things. It's dark, it's rainy, it's hard to see people.
Speaking of the weather, I was thinking last night, I don't think it's meant to be good tomorrow. We mightn't see this rocket blasting off from Cornwall, because, you know, Cornwall from Dublin, it's not that far away.
Yeah.
The sky was clear, you might see something. Well, do you remember a few months ago I told you about this Virgin thing, they were going to launch a rocket off a Boeing 747?
Yeah.
They can't.
Ah.
They were all set to do it last night, and basically it was a 24.3 ton rocket, and it has something happened to it. So...
too dangerous. Well, the good news is I saw somebody saying that there's a comet going to pass Earth next month.
Okay.
And it will be the brightest comet that we'll have seen on Earth for 20 years or something like that. Right. There'll be a big blue, I don't know if we'll be able to see it in Ireland, but there'll be a big blue glow off this thing and it's going to pass fairly close by.
I'd say Dara Breen will have a little telescope out.
There's nothing little about it.
Right, right. Have you seen it?
No, I've never seen it, no. Okay, Punk Shamrocker, Never Mind the Ballads. These are all the headlines. The Eurovision, the Song for Europe, Anarchy in the EU. That's the best headline, well done.
Are the Sex Pistols actually doing the UK Eurovision?
So it's not the Sex Pistols. It's Johnny Rotten, who's in the Sex Pistols, John Lydon. He's another band called Public Image Limited.
Right.
And he is putting forward a song to represent Ireland, because it's...
Ireland?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. His parents are from Ireland, right?
Lovely, okay.
He's always been very proud of his Irish roots. So, like, we invented punk, basically, is what we're saying here.
Yeah. What was the name of that thing on Sky last year? Was it Revolver?
Pistols. Great. Really good, right? So he's like one of the driving forces behind it all, right? Very interesting guy, very clever fella. But anyway, he's going to represent his ballad that he's written for his wife.
Ballad?
Yeah, he's written about his wife. I think his wife may no longer be with us, I'm not sure. And he's written this lovely song. Apparently it's lovely. And... he's going to go in the Song for Europe against Wild Youth, which and the others, right?
Yeah.
So I'd imagine that Wild Youth would have been a shoe-in until it's like, oh my God, if Ireland sends a former Sex Pistol, like that'll be massive in Liverpool.
I was watching the news last night and they were talking about this and they started the package with Diana and all kinds of everything. I was like, lads, we have other songs.
Oh yeah, well that was the big one.
I know, but...
do you know where she won it?
Where?
In the Gaiety Theatre.
That's where it was.
That's where the Eurovision was held that night.
Interesting. It's a lovely theatre. Lovely theatre.
Anyway, so we've won it loads of times, but...
all kinds of everything. I was like, oh, come on. What about we were the rock and roll kids?
There's other songs are available.
Yeah.
I haven't heard them all, but I know that Wild Youth would be the most famous act of the lineup of the six or whatever.
Was it I Am The Voice? Was that the last time we won it, Emer Quinn?
In the 90s.
It was Violin.
I am the voice of the world. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right. Okay, so we could be sending... Johnny Rotten.
Well, if he wins, he has to win. So
does that mean will he be on the Late Late Show for a vote? Like,
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
he's not going to turn up.
Everything about it is so kind of weird and Eurovision-y that, like, you can't. They kind of, if they don't send him, it's crazy not to. Like, yeah. On paper, they just send everyone else home and say, "Sorry, Wild, you come back next year."
It'd be such a story, like, no offence, Wild Youth. Yeah, it's just, right. Nah. Well, isn't it good we have Eurovision? It's only 4 months away.
Well.
Your man's book's out today, so if you want to go read it, off you go. We're not talking about
it. Oh, God.
What?
I know, I think we've rinsed that book now.
It's out now. Well, yeah, it's out now.
No, I know, but like, everybody, it's been everywhere, hasn't it?
It is absolutely everywhere. And Brooklyn Beckham, not sure about his career as a photographer. We're definitely not sure about his career as a chef. He cooked that piece of raw beef last week that was blood dripping off it. He's now a good nail technician.
Right, yeah, he's dabbling in different things. He's online. He's got a huge following. He's a you know, good-looking, famous fella.
He seems like a nice fella. He's not
big
taking
following.
Life too seriously.
They'll watch what he does. So, like, he's not a professional at anything yet. Have you seen his brother is playing?
Which one's he now? Romeo.
So the brother is playing for Brentford.
Yeah, he's the one who's more like the dad.
Very like the dad. Yeah. So, and apparently he arrived at Brentford and they said, well, what number shirt should I wear? And they said, wear 4 out there, Romeo.
I just think this is a bit weird though, because...
Wear 4 out there, Romeo, come on!
His wife and their pals come around and he's sticking nails on them. In what kind of man's world is that normal?
Oh,
they wouldn't normally trust you.
22.
No, I know that. I just mean, like,
I know a makeup artist, right?
Women would trust you to do
and
it.
He's a fella, and he's one of the best makeup artists in the country.
Oh yeah, no, I know. He's also not one of them, though.
What do you mean, one of them?
Brooklyn isn't an MUA.
What's an MUA?
A makeup artist, Jim.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was something to do with Conor McGregor.
4 there, Romeo.
No, where 4 out there, Romeo? Shakespeare joke, man.
I get it. Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It is lashing.
Yeah. Not that cold, though. I'm looking for the positives, but I wouldn't. I did see a guy on a bike this morning with just Snickers trousers on. I don't know. Are they waterproof?
No top, no.
Well, no, he had a top on as well. I was very impressed with his lighting situation, though. He had a stick-on light on his backpack. He had a stick-on light on his hat.
I don't know if they're waterproof. Some of those... I have a pair of waterproof trousers.
Yeah?
Very warm. They're too warm. All you want to do is take them off.
Yeah, but they're not meant for people like us. They're meant for hard
workers.
No,
they'd be great if you're standing outside in the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, they're perfect for that.
The other morning I was walking to work, like, one of the sites across the road, and it's just a shell at the moment. They don't even have windows. And I just heard lads shout at each other, like, kind of, pass me that yoke over there, will you? And it was freezing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you'd need it for that. So, well, fair play to that cyclist. He was all lit up. Obviously, Santa brought him some lights for Christmas. Come here, old school jobs. I'm looking at the list of people who are on Love Island from next week, right? And they're all, you know, normal enough. Makeup artist, airport security officer, there's a hairstylist, a payroll admin person. And there's a guy called Will Young, who's a farmer.
Oh, a farmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got too many farmers in Love Island.
Hope he does well, yeah.
That's an old school job. And then there's a guy called Harris Namini. He's 21. He's a TV salesman.
Yeah, well, are any of these people what they say they are?
Well, like, it's a strange job to make up.
A TV salmsman.
What does he do? Go knock on the door saying, do you want to buy a telly?
They might put that down on the CV, you know.
I know, but if a fellow knocked on your door and said, do you want to buy a telly, Mr. Nugent, you'd think it was stroked, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't think the TV salesmen don't go door to door, really, do they?
Well, maybe he's a... Oh, I get you, yeah. Maybe he's in like Harvey Norman or something.
Yeah, maybe he's just like a regular salesman, isn't it?
Okay.
Well, would you like to buy a telly? That would be a bit strange, wouldn't it?
Ding dong. How are you doing? Sorry, you having dinner,
would you like to change provider, like, you know, door to door?
Yeah. That's true.
Anyway, they're spoofers. They're all content creators and they want to get famous.
Content creators.
None of them really want to be marine biologists, whatever they put on it.
Well, there's a guy who's a science and a PE teacher. Maybe he's the closest to that. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Put down whatever you want. It's not what you really are.
Oh, Olivia Hawkins. Sorry, I don't want to leave her out. Tanya now is a biomedical science student, but Olivia Hawkins is a ring girl, an actress. What the hell is that? It's a ring girl.
So either somebody who shows what round it is in boxing or somebody who helps you buy a ring.
Okay.
I don't know what a ring girl is.
Or she might just ring you up for a chat.
She might. No, I don't think it's that.
She played a waitress
Ring girl. What's a ring? A ring girl. Is that not somebody when you go to buy a ring, they bring you into a room and they say, well, here's a load of rings.
I really don't know.
Ring girl.
I've been a ring girl for KSI. Now, KSI is an artist. Ring girl.
Ring girl.
She's also been in, it doesn't say which one, but she's worked with Daniel Craig in one of the Bond films. She played a waitress. This is Olivia.
Okay, well.
So keep an eye out for her.
So she's an actress, model type. Yeah.
And a ring girl.
I don't know what a ring girl is.
Does anyone know what a ring girl is?
I like the sound of it. Ring girl.
Oh, 8, 7,
I met
6,
a girl.
7.
She was a ring girl.
Yeah. Brown girl in the ring. Good song. Boxing. She doesn't look like a boxer, lads. She's fairly. Just, you know, there aren't big, muscly arms around them.
Okay.
Ring doesn't look girl. Like she'd stick it up to Katie Taylor, if you know what I mean.
No,
like,
Katie Taylor wouldn't be a ring girl.
Ring girl.
Is that what I mean? Maybe I was right the first time. I was only messing. Maybe she just shows us the numbers on in a ring.
Yeah, you think she'd say that, though.
At fights, you know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, she's into flight radar as well. She likes watching planes.
KSI have done boxing. Yeah, so she must be. She holds up the cards between rounds. I was right. I was only messing.
Oh. Okay.
She's a ring girl.
Good question.
La 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 la.
And when she gets her tan done, she will be a
ring girl. They think they have them in gentlemen's clubs. Yeah, is that not a kind of, is that a thing still? Ring girls. Is that not a sort of a bit 70s?
Are people messing now? There's a lot of laughy faces coming in that message. She knows the rounds on the card at fights. She shows the rounds, but then like five laughy
That's
faces.
That's not a thing anymore, is it?
She's a ring girl. What's it?
They don't have
maybe
that
she works in
they don't
jewelers.
Have that boxing anymore, do they?
She works in jewelers. What the hell is a ring girl?
That's what it is. I'd say it's she you, holds we, the numbers in a ring, but probably not for.
Yeah, but then what's she doing in James Bond?
Well, she obviously is, she's open to. Yeah. You know, her LinkedIn is probably fairly interesting.
I'd say it is. Yeah, yeah. A ring girl is a woman who enters the ring between rounds of a combat sport, carrying a sign that displays the number of the upcoming round.
Is that still a thing?
James is correct.
I would have thought that would be sort of outdated now.
And KSI is his own boxing promoter. Are we talking about KSI, the artist now?
No.
That's a different thing,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, so there's a boxing crowd called KSI.
Right.
So she holds up the because she's very beautiful, probably.
Maura Higgins was a ring girl.
There you go.
Right. Wow, every day really is a school day. I can't believe I didn't know that. You did, in fairness to you.
You know, you love the movie Home Alone, and we need to move away from it. But
I know someone. Let's just call him Uncle Colin. And he got the Home Alone house from his kids for Christmas. I think it's 400 quid.
In Lego, is it?
Lego. Yeah, I think he made it in 2 days.
A family found a young boy wandering in a Dublin city centre on Christmas Eve, feared he was lost, just like in Home Alone. 5-year-old Jack was separated from his mum, Naomi, the day before Christmas, sparking frantic searches as shoppers scoured the streets for him. Oh my God. Luckily, he was found by loving mum of three, Elaine. But amid the shock and the tears, the two mums didn't get to speak about the ordeal.
Oh, why?
Because they I don't know, maybe she's found the kid and the two mums didn't meet.
Surely you'd want to ring her up and say thanks.
Well, they Tuberty got them together anyway.
Oh, this was in Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dublin city centre. That was the giveaway there.
I was literally, when you were talking about the start of it, my mind went to the police officer.
Oh, man.
Who comes around to knock on the door. And when I was watching over Christmas, I just thought, like, if he just tried a bit harder now, he could have found that kid inside and none of this would have happened.
Oh, it's just an absolute nightmare. So anyway,
sorry to miss the
they were all
thing.
Very emotional, and they found him, and they got the full story. And well done, Elaine. Fantastic stuff.
So how long ago was he on his own for?
They found he was wandering around on Christmas Eve, and they couldn't find him since the day before.
Oh my God. Did he go and have a chat with Santa? Probably, he was getting
no,
into his
sorry,
car.
No, he got separated from his mum the day before Christmas. So it was Christmas Eve. So he got separated from his mum in town. And he was wandering around probably crying.
I say probably, no doubt about it.
He was only 5, like.
Yeah, Kevin was at least 8, I think.
I remember I was... my dad forgot to pick me up from something. And it was at night. And I started walking.
How could he forget you?
Well, he was just late.
Of all the kids, you?
I was freaked. And I ended up walking. I walked to my granny's house at night.
Okay, was that far away?
In the dark. It was for a little fellow. It was
how old were you?
About 6 or 7.
Wow.
And
so he got in trouble that night, did he?
He got to me granny, but see, there was no way of
contacting you.
I couldn't ring him.
Bat signal.
So I got to me granny's house and they let me in, and then he thought maybe he, did he wander around to his granny's house? They found me.
They had an inkling,
but it was scary. So I can only imagine what it was like to walk around the city centre. Yeah.
I got lost. I deliberately hid in Crumlin Shopping Centre. I was ahead of my time.
Did you get battered?
What do you mean? Because it was Crumlin?
No. Oh. By your mother for deliberately hiding. Of course not, because it was Crumlin.
Did you get battered?
But yeah, well,
it was Crumlin.
Deliberately hiding.
Yeah, Conor McGregor found me.
Deliberately hiding. I was on a school trip once, and we were in Paris, and the teacher was counting all the students, and he got them all of us to stand up against the wall, and I stood behind him.
Of course you did.
And I was doing the shush shush face. There's always one lemon.
Ah.
Normally that's not me. I'm normally not that guy.
Yeah.
And he wasn't impressed. And he was counting three or four times. I could see him panicking, and we thought it was hilarious.
No, you know those clothing rails when the clothes are real tight together?
Yeah.
I hit him one of them. Oh, but yeah. I was about the same size as E.T., so I don't know how my legs weren't sticking out the bottom and someone could spot me.
Because you're only little legs.
Exactly. Did you get battered? Why, because it was crumbling?
Well, no, you should deliberately hide and put the wind up your ma or whatever.
No,
it is.
I think I did. I don't know if I got into trouble. I don't know if I got a clout.
One thing getting gone missing by mistake.
I was giving out though, definitely. And then sure, the shopping centre, I know there's a Facebook page called Crumlin Shopping Centre, but is it actually still open?
No, it's a shell.
Is it?
They do nothing with it.
Okay. I used to be Dunn Stores, I think. I think it was Dunn Stores I got lost in the clothing rail.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. CEPmooney.ie.
Sheeran's about to have his first number one of the year in the UK.
So, no, not Celestial, hardly.
No, Pointless.
Lewis Capaldi,
Lewis Capaldi, he co-wrote it.
Did he?
Yeah, and if you listen to it, like, it's very Sheeran-y.
I heard it earlier on this morning. It's all right. I mean, it does what Lewis does.
I saw somebody saying, I think it was somebody on radio in the UK saying, he says, she brings me coffee in the morning.
Yeah. I bring her water.
No, I bring her coffee in the morning. She brings me in a piece. And apparently that is Scottish for she brings me a sandwich.
Not in her piece.
Well, that's what everyone thought it was. But in his accent, in his strong accent, it could be, she brings me in a piece.
Or a gun.
But that's what you give us a piece. That's a sandwich in Scotland. Or in LA, it's a gun.
And he says, she makes me a better man. It's all very much elevating the lady.
Yeah, it's like...
As it should be.
Yeah, it's like, she's great. And I'm not so great. But, it's good.
He's just let it
alone. But it's Sheeran again. So they apparently... So
there's body parts in it.
I think he had two or three. Oh, there would be, yeah. There's been two or three number ones or top 10 hits last year with other people.
Yeah, he never goes away.
He never goes away. So that's Sheeran. So if you thought, I like that.
Never.
It's because it's Sheero.
Never.
All right, so Hugh Jackman was asked straight up if he'd taken steroids while playing Wolverine. There were rumors back in the day he was ripped and that he could have taken them because he looked so good.
I think the reason why people would ask would because for a film role, you've got to get very ripped probably very quickly, which would mean an awful lot of time in the gym.
Now, I saw him talking about this before and he never mentioned steroids, but he said he was eating chicken and broccoli. That's all he was eating. And he was training like a madman. And he had like personal training.
It's a shredding type of diet.
But he also did a thing where you whiz a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like keto diet.
Yeah.
So you can have a few cashew nuts.
So especially up to those scenes where he's...
No coloured veg apart from green.
So that makes your definition come really out. And then for those scenes where he's got his top off and then he'd be like, he'd rehydrate again.
Everything anyway, coming out of you is green as well.
He was asked... He was asked by CNN.
Seriously?
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying he has. Obviously, the man hasn't.
Well, apparently, this is the first time he's been asked about
it. He's never going to say.
Well, here's what he said.
I love my job and I love Wolverine. I've got to be careful what I say here, but I had been told anecdotally what the side effects are of that, and I was like, I don't love it that much.
Yeah, no. I...
So, no, I just did it the old school way, and I tell you, I've eaten more chickens. I'm so sorry to all the vegans and vegetarians and to the chickens of the world. I'm the karma's not good for me. If the deity has anything related to chickens, I'm in trouble.
He doesn't really answer that there. And also,
He says he didn't do it.
I had 50 steroids before Christmas. I'm still coughing.
Yeah, there's different steroids.
Okay.
Although your nails are growing and you're getting fur at the side of your face. Wolver knob,
Jesus.
Alison Williams stars in the viral movie Megan, which is in cinemas this Friday. It's got a 3 instead of an E. It's very cool the way they do that. The film follows the robotics engineer at a toy company and builds a lifelike doll called Megan, who's freaky deaky, and begins to take on a life of her own.
No, because I truly cannot.
dance. And I don't know if you know, there's a flip in the middle of it. Like, what? Am I just able to flip and I haven't told anyone? There's no world. Everyone would know. I'm not insured for that. And also, no one wants to see that. People would get hurt. I have no idea what would happen. I want to see you do it, though.
I'd say Megan Thee Stallion is kicking herself. She didn't put a tree.
They put her in there. Anyways, so she can't do the dance move that's become a viral sensation. Oh.
And Miley has a new song out on Friday. I think this is her singing in the shower.
Great acoustics in there, in fairness. Flowers is out on Friday.
I wonder if she got one of those loofahs. Is that what they're called?
So it's the same day as ex-Liam Hemsworth's birthday. And it's a video of her in the shower singing.
There's still goodness there in shower.
Coming up, I want to talk to you later about the Taylor Swift video that's doing the rounds, where she's been interviewed by Ellen DeGeneres. And Ellen DeGeneres was being really... Taylor Swift is crying in this interview.
Why did Taylor cry?
Saying, please stop. This is now a few years ago, but it's gone. It's not going around now.
No, I met her, man. So Golden Globes are on tonight. Jenna Ortega, whose most recent work is Wednesday in The Addams.
Yes.
She is.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is presenting. Also presenting is Jennifer Hudson, Claire Danes, Jennifer Coolidge.
Is there any main presenter, or is there just loads of people presenting different bits?
I assume there's a hosty person as well.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy's up for a very big kind of lifetime achievement type thing.
Good,
at the awards. And if you have Peacock and you have lots of coffee, it's streaming on Peacock later on tonight. If you don't, we'll have all the audio on the show tomorrow.
And The Banshees of Inisherin is up for all sorts of awards. It's
the
such
most
a great
nominated,
film.
Most yeah. nominated film at the Hall of Cat.
It's my favourite film I've seen in a couple of years.
Jared Carmichael is the host.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic and it deserves to win. And I hope Colin does fantastic because he's just brilliant in it. The eyebrows, he acts the eyebrows off himself in that one. So, but Colin also loves a zoo.
Yeah. And he wants to ring one.
Yes, I am.
We are weird, wonderful and everything in between. We are London Zoo. ZSL, London Zoo.
Hello.
Hello, is that London Zoo?
Yes, London Zoo.
How are you doing there? Listen, I need to. I'm a bit of an actor myself, yeah. And I don't smoke anymore. I don't know. I'm doing that. I basically need to come down to London Zoo there, and I need to get into character. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Sorry. Who is this?
Yeah, my name's Colin. Colin Farrell. Yeah, international movie star. Seen
okay,
phone box?
What can I help you with? You're at the switchboard here in London Zoo.
Have you seen phone box?
No.
Seen the Gorilla Crew?
No, sorry.
We've been in loads of other films, but like, you know, a lot of them were sort of indie. But like, basically, all you need to... Do you have penguins down there, yeah?
Yes, we do.
Little flappy black and white lads.
We do, yes. Yeah.
I'm getting into character, man. I'm going to be the penguin, yeah?
Right, okay.
So,
We need the right number here, sister.
We need to know. Can I get down there and speak to one of the, like, the handlers of the Penguins and come down
The Penguin lads.
We need to get down there and speak to the. I need to speak to the Penguins. Need to talk to the animals, man.
Okay.
I need I need to get down there, and I need to, like, just hang around with some penguins and get the waddle on. You know, I need to get me waddle, Roy.
Okay. Just hang on 2 seconds.
Yeah, all right. Yes, I am.
Come here. Listen to this.
Hello.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Same phone box.
Go ahead. You're on loudspeaker. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, can I come down and hang around with whoever looks after the penguins? Oh, I'm going to be playing the penguin in the next Batman film. Yeah. I need to get me waddle, Roy. I want to study the penguins and hang around with them and feed them and all.
Right, okay, sir, that's right. Come ahead, anytime you want.
I just need to get into character, man, you know, like, I'm an actor, yeah? Yeah? Yes, I am.
What do you sound like so far, sir?
Like, when I'm talking like this, is like, this is my normal talk, but then when I'm talking like the penguin, like,
here, Batman, here, Batman. Yeah, Batman. Batman.
Very good, sir. Very good.
Well, I just need to get me waddle right, you know. And all, anyways. I just saw. Look, I'll come down. I'll come down anyway. And, like, who will I ask for? Larry, is it?
Yeah, Larry.
I'll ask for Larry. All right. Yes, I am.
We're very busy here. We can't entertain this. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Good luck. Bye.
Yeah.
Batman.
10 questions,
60 seconds,
1,000 euro.
FM 104's Instagram
with MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance, going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Lorraine's from Airfield. Is that the big piece of land in Dundrum or the place on the north side?
North side.
Right. Okay. Are you walking to work there, are you?
I'm the hot walk.
Right, so you have to work. You start work every morning at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So you clean a golf club. What's the dirtiest part of a golf club?
No, none of it.
Oh, Lorraine.
Is there a sign in the sinks about fellas not washing their balls in the sink?
No, it's a lovely place to walk.
Is it? I think we might have to.
We're going to have to abandon.
Can you go
it,
behind
Lorraine?
A shelter or something, Lorraine?
Yeah, I'll stop now. Stop
well, hang on now. Hang on.
Lorraine, now you're clear as a bell.
Don't move.
Okay.
Right. You ready?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, perfect. Okay, don't move.
Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Which way do you go round a roundabout? Clockwise or anti-clockwise?
Clockwise.
Which sport is Philly McMahon famous for? What?
Poland.
What mythical creatures are afraid of garlic, crucifixes and holy water?
Vampires.
What type of sailor would fly the Jolly Roger flag on their ships?
Pirate.
True or false, there's a Lego bridge in Germany that you can walk across.
False.
What car brand would you associate with Elon Musk?
No idea.
Is Leinster House on Kildare Street or Parliament Street in Dublin?
Parliament Street.
Which is taller, Big Ben in London or the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Who did Maya Jama replace as host of Love Island on TV?
No idea. Don't watch it.
Lorraine. Right. And for now, anyway, who is the current host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, your man that does the cars, that boring shite host. Oh, sorry.
I'm sure he's heard worse.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Big tall fella.
Yeah. The beard, he's an awful. Oh.
Yeah.
He's a dose.
James. No, is it? I don't know his name.
No,
he's
the nice one. James is the nice one. Works with him. All James are nice. Isn't that right, Jim?
That's right.
Lorraine, the answer is Jeremy Clarkson.
He doesn't have to use Zoom.
So
that was a throwback to Jeremy Clarkson shouting at Nobby.
Shouting at Nobby, yeah. Never meet your heroes. Well, I wasn't going to say heroes, but
he's not right. Right, so you do drive around the roundabout clockwise.
Yeah.
Philly McMahon is famous for Gaelic football.
Yeah.
You may have picked up a hurl, we're not sure, but
he plays all sports. The guy is an amazing sportsman, but yeah, that's what he's most famous for.
No stranger to documentary as well, Jim. vampires are afraid of garlic, crucifixes, and I wasn't sure about the crucifix. I didn't know about the crucifix.
Running water as well, apparently.
Any like kind them. Of. They don't like washing.
They don't like that, yeah.
Pirates would fly the Jolly Roger.
When they're attacking you. If they're decent.
Is there a Lego bridge
there
in Germany?
There is. I saw a picture of it and it's got big, giant yellow bricks and you can actually walk across it and it's Lego. It's made out of Lego.
Is there some concrete involved?
But no, it's Lego.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Tesla. Or Tesla. Some people get very upset about this. Tesla is Elon Musk's car company. Have a look at those share prices, baby.
Leinster House is on Kildare Street. Parliament Street's up in Temple Bar.
Okay.
Big Ben is quite a bit bigger than the Leaning Tower.
Big Ben is 96 metres high and the Tower of Pisa is only small at 57 metres.
Although you can't do a stupid photograph pretending you're holding it between your four index and your thumb.
Has anyone ever done that correctly?
Or leaning against it? I don't know.
Laura Whitmore is the previous host of Love Island. You're
I
missing
used
nothing.
I was watching it all the time and I was like, I just couldn't watch it, like paint dry. I was like, no.
Starting again on Monday now, Lorraine, so you
need
to give
the
swerve.
I heard you. I know you're mad about it.
Well, no, we're not mad about it.
We have to pretend we are.
But like, we're not mad about Harry's book either, but we talk about it.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Clarkson. So you got three today, Lorraine.
Listen, better than I'm just glad to be on.
We're mad about you, Lorraine. That's all that matters.
I listen to you all the time and I'm sure if the guy that owns the place is watching me, I'd be dancing around cleaning the tables and stuff to some of the music.
In the club?
I'm sure you just think I'm mad.
What club do you clean in?
Club.
Where?
Sutton.
Sutton.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, next time you're cleaning, give us a shout and we'll play In the Club for you.
We'll listen, have a lovely day,
in the club.
You too, Lorraine.
Lorraine, have a lovely day.
Bye-bye.
Never change.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
Lorraine is deadly. She is, isn't she?
4 o'clock every morning.
She's class, isn't she? Walking home in the rain.
Yeah.
Answering questions behind a bus stop.
Yeah.
She's cool.
F14
she doesn't care.
Instagram.
She got three. She doesn't care. No. She's happy to
she
be
just wanted
playing.
To talk to us.
Yeah.
Two absolute muppets. Thanks.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
No, I don't know if this is actually fluffy. This is Life After Love Island Untold. It's on Channel 4 tonight. The main people, the former contestants. But I think
you'd want to be hard. Even the hardcore Love Island fans I know don't think would watch this.
It might be about the weirdness. Jessica Hayes, Coco Lodge and Paige Turley are some of the contributors on it. So look, I don't know. If you've invested your summers, you might want to record
it. It's a good chance for a kind of a rerun best of clips where they just say, yeah, I remember this thing happened, and then they show you the clip.
100%. Yeah.
There's a prequel series coming out for Grease the movie. It's called Rise of the Pink Ladies. One of my favourite apples.
Great apples, yeah.
And it will follow students in Riddell High. And the show is set to air in April. Now, Grease was massive. All the other, the sequels and all that kind of stuff were all turkeys as far as I know.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know, but it's still hugely popular. So this could be, if they get it right, a massive.
Massive.
Is what it sounds like.
Ladies. You must be careful with whom you associate. A girl's reputation is all that she has.
Maybe sometimes you gotta be bad to do good.
This is the word, it's the word that you heard. It's got proof, it's got meaning.
Things are about to get wild.
There's a good thing last week online about how 90s movies people looked so much older. So Steve Martin in Father the Bride was 43 or something.
Yes,
and how much younger actors and just people are today.
It's the haircuts as well. The parents, the mother and the kind of stepfather in that Christmas movie. What's the name of the one that, you know, Miracle on 39th Street.
Yeah, yeah.
The remake.
Yeah.
They look like they're supposed to be 35 or something, or 40. But they look much
older. That was on over Christmas, and I googled how much and how old. And the mother in that, I think, was 27 in Miracle. And
no!
On 34.
She was in Big as well.
With Tamara Wilson. Yeah, she was 27 at the time. But anyway, John Travolta in Grease, the movie, was only 22. you know, and looked a lot older. I know they're playing high school.
Well, he's supposed to be, yeah.
But yeah.
There's a bang of High School the Musical off that as well.
There is a bit, there is a bit.
Rupert Grint has revealed when he, as soon as he got a full license, he bought himself an ice cream van.
Why?
How cool is that?
I've always loved the trucks.
Yeah.
And it's something I always wanted to have. It's nostalgic, it's the music, it's... I mean, it's the most impractical first car.
Because
terrible for
it has one seat and the rest of it is it's all freezer.
Where do you even drive to take your test? The teacher can't be in the vehicle.
Yeah, I know. Now, I didn't actually do
take
a
test on the thing. But is it
was my everyday car for a while.
But then I miss your whippy around?
Yeah, I did, but it was I did feel a little bit kind of creepy driving an ice cream van. with no ice cream in it. I had never had any ice cream in it.
One of my overriding childhood memories was, nah, we can't get one. Those fellas don't wash their hands. And I was never, it was a ridiculous rule. And I never got an ice cream from a van.
No,
as a
no, no. I think back in the day, they weren't as hygiene conscious as they are these days.
Though.
Yeah. You maybe, know. But maybe they did you a favour.
Screwballed out of it. What does this button do? I said, that turns on the kettle. I just turned on the kettle. So I said, whoa, hang on. There might be any water in that kettle. You'll burn the arse out of it.
Yes.
That was my conversation with the kettle yesterday.
So, so there's an American has gone viral this morning because they're showing how to make a cup of tea or something like that. And what they do is, the thing that's gone viral, and, you know, everyone knows somebody who's little quirks.
Mm.
This guy dries his kettle out after using it.
But what?
He has it upside down on the draining board.
He dries it out.
So, and everybody from the UK and this side of the world are kind of going, what?
Why would you bother?
But your kettle's always wet because you're using it all the time.
Yeah.
You don't dry the inside of it. Like, you might wash the outside of it. And then other people are saying, well, you might have lime scale.
Yeah, but that draining, that won't get rid of it.
No, so he uses a rinse. That's not going to fix it, is it?
No, he needs, like,
he
vinegar.
He just doesn't
vinegar
know.
Works.
He's American. He doesn't know that...
I stopped watching Americans with tea because I remember seeing a woman put it in the microwave. With about 12 sugars, and I was like, "Oh God, I can't unsee this."
I used to try a milky coffee in the microwave.
Oh yeah, that's different.
That works.
That's allowed.
Yeah,
that's different.
Although I wouldn't be a big fan of the microwave in general.
No. Milky coffee, that was called, Jim.
Milky coffee.
It's
pretty
good.
Isn't it?
And you get a nice little creme at the start, at the top.
I saw somebody poaching an egg in a microwave yesterday. They say it's the perfect egg. Yeah. What they did was they get a little sort of ramekin yolk,
and yeah.
They cracked an egg into it. They covered a little bit of water over just to cover the yolk, and they stick it on for 45 seconds. And then you get it out, fish it out with a spoon, and it
doesn't break up or anything, does it?
No, it looked like a proper restaurant-y.
I often wonder how they get the poached egg. Well, it's kind of a fried egg, isn't it? And the sausage and egg McMuffin. It's that kind of roundness. Have they got one of those little shapers?
Oh, I think
that makes it circular.
I think there's a way. Yeah, that's all to do with the spinning of it. Spin the water, isn't it? So it wraps around itself.
Better again, spin the bottle. So is your man explaining them? Like, what's
no,
he
he's been
here?
Mocked online. People are giving out to him. Drying out an appliance after using it. Does he bring his dishwasher out the back and dry that as well? Does he? So it's just, it is weird. But everybody knows, like, if you go around to someone's house, you kind of think, oh, look, that's what they do with their kettle. Or, you know, some people have little quirks. Maybe that's
like,
just is.
If the kettle people wanted you to drain them, they'd make them... Like, the balance on them would be better.
Now, other people are saying, hang on, this guy's not that mad. I do that when I'm going on holidays. I don't want all the stagnant water in it when I come back.
Well, just pour it. Yeah,
give it a rinse.
Yeah, but hang on. If you pour the majority, like, if you pour the water out so there's only, you know, there's nothing really coming out, yeah. It's not going to go stagnant.
I've never tried my kettle out.
Well,
I've never even thought about it.
I have enjoyed putting a couple of tablespoons of vinegar in and then boiling it a few times, and then you have a brand new kettle on the inside.
It doesn't taste of vinegar then?
No, well, if you rinse it out a few times.
And of course, Amy Huberman herself and Brian told us their top tip is they never would use water that's already been boiled. Always fresh.
That doesn't bother me now as much. Well, which kind of surprised me.
She won't drink it if it hasn't been, if it's not fresh water every time.
Sometimes I have posh tea then as well.
What's posh tea?
So I get a small pot. The smallest one, you know, the one that, you know,
a little tiny one.
It's never big enough for anything apart from gravy and this. And then I get bottled water. And I boiled the bottled water.
Oh, that's like Ferrero Rocher of tea. That is, you're truly spoiling yourself.
Yeah, and I pretend I'm in a posh hotel or something that have filtered water or I don't know, whatever they posh hotels have. And I call that posh tea.
Wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it all the time, just special occasions.
What would the special occasion be? Would you be on your own in the house?
Yeah, I might have.
Would you wear a dressing gown, nothing else,
no,
and then
no,
rob
I don't.
Your own dressing gown?
I don't have a dressing gown.
Oh.
Or slippers.
You do have slippers. You told us you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You told us they're in the bathroom.
Don't
pretend you don't have slippers now at this stage.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, look, try the posh tea sometime, you know. just to mix it up. Make your life, just spice things up in your kitchen. And be a weirdo like me.
Yeah.
So BrewDog, company that, you know, do fancy their own types of beers and all that stuff. It's just opposite the our building and right beside the East Link, if you'd ever like to sample. But they're Scottish, one of the owners, obviously a big fan of Willy Wonka, decided I'd like to do a promotion where we have gold cans.
Like a golden ticket?
Yeah.
Right.
And if you can find one of the three golden cans, you'll win a nice prize.
You don't win the factory now.
You don't win the factory, sadly. Okay. No, you get nothing. Or a glass elevator. So he said this is a genuine, honest mistake. So an actual gold can of beer in a pack would be worth about €400,000 each.
Huh?
He didn't realise. It was solid, a piece of solid gold.
Oh, solid gold? I thought it was just going to be gold covered.
No.
Wow.
So the advertising standards, people got onto them to say, hang on a second, BrewDog are saying this is a gold can. I really want to win this. So the people that found the gold cans picked them up and realised, this isn't solid gold.
This is solid gold. So they were looking for compensation, were they?
There was a value on it. I think the tin used, whatever, there was gold in it. So the tin was worth, the prize wasn't actually what they said it was. The prize was worth 15,000 each.
So the standards in the UK said that you have to
sort this out.
No.
So what Mr. BrewDog had to do, and he said it cost him 2 years' salary, was he had to pay out. It was still cheaper than one can, but it cost over €500,000 to the three winners of the golden ticket can.
Man.
And he was like, an expensive lesson. won't do it again. Genuinely thought, you know, it was all legit.
That's a big company. Surely they have a big terms and conditions of department.
You know, sometimes you could have a boss that no one is people are afraid to kind of say, you know, this mightn't.
The one here is big. The one in the UK I saw online. Man, it is
super factory.
It's like an airport.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Yeah, it's a lovely red colour on the outside. This is all I know. I've never been inside. I'd imagine it's about a tenner a pint anyway.
I've no idea.
But that there's a promotion that didn't really go as planned.
That's an expensive mistake, isn't it?
Isn't it? $500,000 for a 15 grand can. Anyway, let us know if you've ever won something that wasn't as it was meant to be. We never lie about prizes in this show, as we often say.
Well,
we'll never catch out, I promise.
There's a lot of Dutch gold you get for that.
Better gold.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.